Hello, this is Rabbi David Felsenthal. We're learning Bava Kamma, Chapter 6, Mishnahs 2 and 3. Mishnah 2. Hinicha b'chama, o shemesara l'cheresh, shota v'katan, v'yatza v'zika chayev. So if a person leaves his sheep in the sun, or gives it over to a deaf mute, someone who's mentally deficient or a minor to guard it, and it went out and caused damage, he's chayev. Mesara l'roe, nikmes haroa tachtav. If he gives it to a shepherd, so then the shepherd is in charge instead of him. And responsible. Naflu lagina venenis, mishalemis mashenenis. If it falls into a garden and benefits from what's in that garden, so then you have to pay what it benefits. Yarda kadarcha vizika, mishalemis masher zika. If it goes down in a normal manner and does damage, so then you have to pay for the damage it does. Ketsa mishalemis masher zika. How do you evaluate how much it pays for what it damaged? Shamin bein sa'a, bosa sade, kama haisa yafa vakama hi yafa. You measure a saw of that field, how much it's worth without the damage, and how much it's worth after being damaged. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Achla Peres Gemurim, Mishalemes Peres Gemurim. Rabbi Shimon says that if it ate full produce, finished produce, so then you have to pay in finished produce. Im saw saw, im satayim satayim. If it was the measurement of a saw of a field, so then he has to pay for a saw. And if two, then two saws. So, if a person left the sheep in a place where the sun would distress it, even though he locked it in properly, and it therefore broke through the door because of its suffering from the sun, or gave it over to someone who's mentally deficient, or deaf mute, or a minor, he is actually chayev for the damage. If he gave it to the shepherd, so then the shepherd is chayev instead. The Gemara explains that this does not refer to a case in which the owner of the sheep gives them over to a shepherd, because we've already learned if he delivers his oxen to an unpaid custodian or to a borrower or to a paid guardian or to a hirer, then these enter in his place. It refers to the case in which one shepherd gave the sheep over to another shepherd who was under him, tachtav. So since it's usual procedure for a master shepherd to receive animals from many owners and then to give them out to apprentice shepherds to whom he gives over the animals, and then they go out to graze, our Mishnah teaches that even though the general rule is if a custodian gives something to another custodian, the first custodian is chayev. In this case, the senior custodian does so in the understanding that he gives over the sheep to the shepherd underneath him. So again, if it fell into the gardens from the public domain, which was higher than the garden, and it fell into it, and then it eats from the garden bed, so then he pays what he benefits. So if he ate barley, he pays the low price of barley, as we explained before. Now, if it goes down on its own into the garden in a usual manner and then tramples or eats, he pays for the damage he caused. And we assess that by seeing how much would the garden bed be worth if he hadn't ate, and how much is it worth now, and we figure out the difference. Okay? Now, Rabbi Shimon says if he ate fully finished produce, in other words, it's fully ripe, so that's what he pays for. And he only pays for the produce which still requires earth. It hasn't been completely ripened. That's assessed against an area of land. Ripe produce, however, which no longer needs the earth, even if it hasn't been gathered yet, is assessed by itself, not according to the volume of the land that it occupies. And the law is like Rabbi Shimon. Mishnah 3. Hamagdish betoch sadeh shel chavero shel lo berishus. So if a person stacks sheaves within his fellow's field without permission, and the animal of the owner of the field ate them, then he's pater. Im huska behen bal hagdish chayev. And if he's injured by them, then the owner of the stacked sheaves is chayev. Vim higdish brishus bal hasadeh chayev. But if he stacked the sheaves with permission, then the owner of the field is chayev, is liable. Okay, so the owner of the field is exempt because you could say to the owner of the sheaves, what are your sheaves doing on my property? Right? And so if it slipped, even in a field not surrounded by a fence, he would have still had to ask permission. And if the animal of his fellow ate them, right, the owner of the field is chayev to pay him for the damage caused. The Gemara explains that this refers to a valley with all of the owners of the fields within it. They all stack their sheaves in one field and appoint a custodian. And since the custodian permitted him to stack his sheaves there, it's as if the custodian told him, stack your sheaves here and I'll guard them for you. So therefore, even Rabbi, who holds that the householder is not liable unless he explicitly undertook to guard it, would say in this case that the custodian is liable if the animal of the field, of the owner of the field, ate this stack of sheaves. Because the phrase, the owner of the field is liable, is to the custodian of the threshing floors in the field, or to the owner of the field himself, undertook to guard the threshing floors. Tomorrow we'll do Mishnah 4 and 5.